For the next 18 years, Inoni floated passively within the B-ring where Udat had left it. The particles flowing around it were occasionally deluged with bursts of static, interacting with the gas giant's magnetosphere to stir the dust grains into aberrant patterns, looking like the spokes of a massive wheel. But for most of the time they obeyed the simpler laws of orbital mechanics and whirled obediently around their gravitonic master without deviation. Inoni didn't care. Both states were equally nourishing. As soon as the Black Hawk departed, the egg began to ingest the tides of mass and energy which washed over its shell, elongating at first, then slowly bloating into two bulbs over the course of the first 5 months. One of these flattened out into the familiar Void Hawk lens shape, the other remained globular, squatting at the center of what would ultimately evolve into the Vitek starship's lower hull. It extruded fine strands of organic conductor, which acted as an induction mechanism, picking up a strong electrical current from the magnetosphere to power the digestive organs inside. Ice grains and carbon dust, along with a host of other minerals, were sucked into pores dotting the shell and converted into thick protein-rich fluids to supply the multiplying cells within the main hull. At the core of the nutrient production globe, the zygote called Syrinx began to gestate inside a womb analog organ supported by a cluster of hematopoiesis organs. Human and Void Hawk grew in union for a year, developing the bond that was unique even among Edenists. The memory fragments which had come from Iasius, the navigation and flight instincts it had imparted at the birth, became a common heritage. Throughout their lives, they would always know exactly where the other was. Flight trajectories and swallow maneuvers were a joint intuitive choice. Volsen arrived a year to the day after Iasius's last flight, rendezvousing with the fledgling Void Hawk egg as it orbited contentedly amid the ring. Inoni's nutrient production globe disgorged the womb analog and its related organs in a neat package which the Volsen's crew retrieved. Athene was waiting just inside the airlock as they brought the organ package on board. It was about the size of a human torso, a dark crinkled shell sprayed with rays of frost where liquids had frozen during its brief exposure to space. They started to melt as soon as it came into contact with the Volsen's atmosphere, leaving little viscous puddles on the green composite decking. Athene could sense the infant's mind inside, quietly cheerful, with a hint of expectancy. She searched through the background whispers of the affinity band for the insect sentience of the package's controlling biotech processor and ordered it to open. It split apart into 5 segments like a fruit. Fluids and mucus spilled out. At the center was a milk-colored sac connected to the organs with thick, ropey cords pulsating rhythmically. The infant was a dark shadow, staring in agitation as the unaccustomed light shone on her. There was a gurgling sound as the package voided its amniotic fluid across the floor and the sac began to deflate. The membrane peeled back. "Is she all right?" Inoni asked anxiously. The mental tone reminded Athene of a wide-eyed 10-year-old. "She's just perfect," Sinon said gently. Syrinx smiled up at the expectant adults peering down at her and kicked her feet in the air. Athene couldn't help but smile back down at the placid infant. "It's all so much easier this way," she thought. "At a year old, they're much better able to cope with the transition, and there's no blood, no pain, almost as though we weren't meant to have them ourselves." "Breathe," Athene told the baby girl. Syrinx spluttered on the gummy mass in her mouth and spat it out. With her affinity sensitivity open to the full, Athene could feel the passage of the coolish air down into the baby's lungs. It was strange and uncomfortable, and the lights and colors were frightening after the pastel green images of the rings which she was used to. Syrinx began to cry. Crooning sympathy, both mentally and verbally, Athene unplugged the Vitek umbilically from her navel and lifted the baby out of the sack's slippery folds. Sinon hovered around her with a towel to wipe the girl down, radiating pride and concern. Volsen's crew began to clear up the pulpy mess of the package, ready to dump it out of the airlock. Bouncing Syrinx on her arm, Athene moved down the corridor towards the lounge that was serving as a temporary nursery.